You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Well, a big match in the Premier League on tap today as Arsenal, the team sitting on top of the table, take on Chelsea. Here's a look at how these two teams match up. Arsenal has the advantage in the head-to-head. Chelsea winless in their last 4 matches. Arsenal, though, unbeaten in 8 of their last 9 matches across all competitions. All right. This is a big one. Premier League action on a Tuesday. You love to see it. But this is massive. Massive for Arsenal. Huge 3 points.
I feel like
at
she's
stake.
Trying to throw these at us right
without
now.
Without the cornitos,
yeah.
She's trying to
she's throwing those
manufacture
eyes.
A little.
So I feel like
just
this is everything for Arsenal.
It is. It
Tuesday,
is. It's huge.
A little Tuesday jinx on it.
Yeah.
It's huge. Well,
Tuesday
you know,
jinx.
a little London derby to make things spicy. But, you know, Chelsea, they're out of FA Cup now. They don't have much to play for. As an Arsenal fan, Charlie, how confident are you heading into this one?
I'm fairly confident.
Yeah.
Especially if you're taking Cole Palmer out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about the season Cole Palmer is having. In front of goal, creating goals, everything flows through Cole Palmer. But what you're seeing in the attacking third from Chelsea is just chaos. Missing the final pass, they can't finish. Nicholas Jackson, I mean, how many times can he get in front of goal and find a way to hit it into the stands, lose the ball, not shoot, whatever it is, hesitation. Mikhaila Mudryk, same thing. I mean, think about the price tag they paid for him.
Yeah.
So right now, I think Arsenal are in a good way. Again, it's you got to take care of these London derbies. So I'm really confident that Arsenal get the job done today because Chelsea just haven't been convincing, similar to how Milan came into the match against Inter Milan. They're not in good rhythm, and you can see it.
If Chelsea somehow can grab the performance that they had against City, but be lethal.
Without Cole Palmer?
Have a smidge of lethality, of lethalness? Lethality?
Lethality?
Lethalness, wow, I'm making up words.
Lethality.
Lethality. We broke Charlie.
Wow.
If they
explore their winningness, I think
correct.
It's the winningality.
Lethality, any of that.
Yeah.
If they can bring that to the game and have that killer instinct, which they just have seemed so dull in front of goal. And without Cole Palmer needs to be, I'm going to be graphic, vomiting his life out.
Okay.
He can't even walk to not play in this game. Are you kidding me? Chuck, when did an illness ever stop you? Illness, a cold. Michael Jordan played in the freaking NBA Finals, for God's
Bro,
sake.
Give him some respect. He's probably at home right now, like this, under the blanket. You know? He's got a cold.
But actually, like, is he
No one knows
sick?
For sure if he's actually going to start or not. This could
Maybe
be games being
sick.
Played by Pochettino. But look, outside of Cole Palmer, they've scored 15 goals in the last 5 matches, is it? The last 5 matches. They've been on an incredible run. But Pochettino, crazy stat, has never won at the Emirates. Across all of his management, Southampton, Tottenham, even Chelsea, has never won at the Emirates. He's drawn, I have it written somewhere in this mess here, drawn 4, lost 3 of his last 7 against. I mean, this is...
Is that what you do in stand-up? You look when you're bombing,
you look at, you do go to your notes. You go, what else? Oh, there it is. make fun of dude in front row. I think that's you in this case. Actually, I think they have, unfortunately, Chelsea this season have a PhD in capitulationology.
Correct.
Which I believe is a word, another word you coined. And I think in this case, I think you're going to see that we have a Chelsea that is, while playing well in the last few matches, I think they're going to run into an Arsenal that knows they need this match and will just continue to play the same way they did against Villa.
Yeah. Well, let's look ahead to their upcoming fixtures after Arsenal, because there's some tough ones. They've got away at Tottenham, against Bournemouth, at Man United, and then Everton to finish it off.
This is Arsenal's match.
This is Arsenal's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, when you look at this, Alexis, that they can win out?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I think they can win out. That was my puppet. Like, Alexis, what do you think? Charlie's like, I got this one. I think, yeah, they can win out. I still think the league will be decided for me on, or Arsenal's chances to win the league will be the North London Derby.
So this weekend?
At United?
You can't be that worried at United. Look how they looked against Coventry.
You can't be that worried. They're like you don't know what you're going to get out of United. Plus, to end Arsenal's season with their ability to do so, that's going to be a really tough game.
Maybe.
Yeah, I agree. But going back to this match,
I have as much confidence in United as I do in Chelsea.
No, I disagree. I have less confidence in Chelsea. I have United at United.
Is that because they don't have anything to play for?
Who?
Chelsea.
So how would you assess their Coventry City match?
Okay, I'm being asked two questions at the same time.
Let me ask you a third. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, Suze.
No, you said you had less confidence in Chelsea.
Because they don't exude confidence.
Do you think?
I feel
do you
like
think
there's
United
Arsenal.
Does?
Arsenal at home can
compare the way that's counts.
Can batter that counts. Chelsea more than
he drops. Compare how Chelsea played City versus how United played Coventry.
Yeah, but where's the confidence? They're eliminated. That's
and you're telling me United and gives you more confidence than Chelsea, who has shown they can play up to their level of their competitor, whereas United has shown you they will bring down the level of their competitor.
Look at their seasons for, instead of just one matchup from this past weekend.
We have
United
to look at the form.
United
are much higher on the table than Chelsea are at the moment. They've over the whole season, and United give them a moment of glory to end Arsenal's season. If anything, that with
their
the last
moment
match,
of glory, their season will be the FA Cup final. That is what is left in their season.
That's maybe, it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And that's going to be after this game.
Right. So moment of glory. You know how embarrassing that would be for Manchester United to hang your hat on knocking someone out of a title race?
We beat Arsenal at the end of the year.
That's not pride for Manchester United.
But I completely agree with you. But if there's anything for United to motivate them in that game at their own home, they're not going to want to hand somebody the title.
No one's going to hand
extra motivation in this game. It feels like Arsenal at Arsenal against Chelsea. If I'm a betting man, and you have to tell me, bet Arsenal on one of these games at home against Chelsea or at Old Trafford against United. I'm betting all in on Arsenal to beat Chelsea today. Would you not? I'm giving you $1,000. Boom, here, Chuck. Put it.
Just because they're home.
Can I borrow $1,000 real quick?
Just because they're home.
Well,
if it was United and Chelsea both at home?
No, hold up. That's not what we're talking about. Okay. Because that's not the reality.
You did move the goalpost by bringing in a home or away match.
Yes.
You did move the goalpost.
Well, that's what we're talking about. If I have much more confidence in Arsenal beating Chelsea at Arsenal than Arsenal going away to United and winning at United.
You started the conversation.
I have the same amount of confidence in both.
Yeah.
That Arsenal will get the job done on both occasions.
Neither are
That's
to
what
be.
I'm is,
okay.
Neither should
I
be
love
taken
the
lightly.
Optimism.
But come on.
I'm just saying, April has not been kind to Arsenal historically.
Oh, now you're coming with the
heat. I'm just saying. Wow. I love the confidence.
Double up.
Double. Wow. That's the double.
You want to go to a River Plate game?
The closer you get to the end of the season, that pressure cooker for all teams across the board.
100%. I'm not saying Liverpool are dealing with it well. They're not.
And going to Old Trafford with no wiggle room whatsoever. With no wiggle room whatsoever.
A lame duck manager, a team that has essentially fallen apart this season.
All right.
What are you talking about? Get him.
You guys are, it's like I'm talking about Burnley.
Wow.
United, there's a badge, there's a crest, there's a respect, there's a.
And have, they shown you? Has that squad shown you that?
Good luck, gents.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.